and God's word is devil destruction power. With my Bible, I can defeat the devil every single day. This is my Bible. My Bible is the word of God. And God's word is the revelation of his will for my life. Whatever says I am, that's what I am. Whatever says I can do, I can do it. Whatever says I have, I claim it in Jesus' name. Father God, we thank you for the opportunity we had to hear your word, to teach your word, and to preach your word. Now, Lord, help us to be doers of your word in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated in God's presence. Praise God. Today we are going to talk about love, which is the law of the kingdom. Tommy, get me up on the screen here, son. Love is the law of the kingdom. Say love.
Love.
The law.
Law.
Of the kingdom.
Of the kingdom.
Say love.
Love.
The law.
Law.
Of the kingdom. I hope I can finish this today. We are behind. I realized that we started off late. Then we had communion on top of that. So that's one of the reasons why I'm going ahead and giving you the word of God, because what happens many times, if we break, then y'all, I lose you. Praise God. So while I got you, I want to keep you. Praise Jesus. Amen. But this is a vitally important topic, because love is the law of the kingdom. And if I can't finish this today, then I'll finish it when I come back. But this actually should be a series that will probably last a couple of months if I give you every single thing that the Lord has shared with me concerning this topic. Hallelujah. Amen. But turn with me to James chapter 2, verse 8. Of course, I know that later on, if I finish this particular topic today, later on down the road, I will give you the expanded version. But I do need to give you at least something, because as this church is growing, we have to learn certain simple truths. And one of them is how to walk in love with each other and with people that come in here. Praise God.
Amen.
In other words, we have to learn to overcome our selfishness or our selfish desires. Praise God.
Amen.
We as a people, from a natural standpoint, and we were born this way, we were taught this way, unless we had godly, mature parents. Praise God. Not all of us were blessed with that. Unless we grew up in a godly home, most of us were taught to look out for number one. Praise God.
Amen.
That is the world's way. After all, that's what you hear in the songs these days. Praise God. Amen. You know, in the 60s, they had Frank Sinatra singing, "I did it my way." But in the 90s, those of us who were still kind of young and was around the rap, the hip-hop scene, we had songs like, "I can't do nothing for you, man. Too busy trying to do for me. I can't do nothing for you, man. That's the way the ball bounces, G." I mean, that's the kind of songs we had, was selfish, self-seeking songs. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. But we have to learn that we are no longer in that kingdom or in that world. Once you and I gave our lives to Jesus Christ, we were transferred out of that kingdom and placed into the kingdom of the Son of his love. Praise God.
Amen.
According to Colossians chapter 1. And so if we're living in a different kingdom, we have to learn kingdom laws. Praise God.
Amen.
How many of y'all are from different countries? How many of y'all were not born in America? How many of y'all lived in a different country? How many of y'all had laws in your country that are different from what's in America? How many of y'all were able to get away with some things in your different country than you are over here? Yeah. But you notice the law of the country you used to be in don't apply here in the United States. Praise God.
Amen.
I mean, I learned that. See, I've been in several different countries. I've been to Japan. I lived in Japan for 16 years. I've been to Thailand, I've been to the Philippines, I've been to Korea, I've been to Germany. I've been to several different countries, and I find out that certain things you can do, you can't do in another place. In Germany, you can get on that Autobahn, and you can go as fast as you want. You can take that speedometer, and it can go sky high if you want it to, praise God. Try to do that in America, and a state trooper will have you over, and probably will arrest you depending on how fast you're going, praise God. See, the laws that apply over in Europe doesn't apply here in America, amen. Certain things I can do here in America and get away with, I found out I can't do in Japan. Hallelujah. I had to learn the Japanese way. I couldn't go in there, over there and say, I'm an American, I do what I want. Them Japanese police will say, oh yeah? Well, let's see what you do, what you want in our jail. Amen. So I had to learn that the different laws apply in different areas. And see, in the kingdom of God, since you are in a new kingdom, you are not in the world anymore. The law of the world is I do what I want, when I want, and how I want to do it. Praise God. Amen. I'm my own man. I'm my own woman. I do as I feel. That's the law of the kingdom you were once in. The law of the kingdom you were once in says that I look out for numero uno. I look out for me and only me. The law of the kingdom that you are now in is completely and totally different. Have you found James chapter 2 yet?
Amen.
James chapter 2. That's right after the book of Ephesians. The book of Hebrews. Glory to God. I need to go back to Bible drill class. James chapter 2, verse 8. It says, if ye fulfill the royal law, say royal law.
Royal law.
It's a royal law. How many of y'all know what royalty is? What is royalty connected with?
Kingdom.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Steve. It's connected with kingdom. Mm-hmm. And every kingdom has a king, praise God.
Amen.
And their kings establish the law, praise Jesus. Mm-hmm. Well, King Jesus has a royal law. And his law is, let's read on, if you fulfill the royal law according to the scripture, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself, ye do well. Praise God.
Amen.
See, when you love, if you are really, really take the Bible seriously like I do, then when you read scriptures like love thy neighbor as thyself, I can no longer look down on another person. Praise God.
Amen.
I can no longer say, well, you know, I know so-and-so going through their thing, but you know, I got my thing going on too. I can't, there ain't nothing I can do for them right now. I gotta take care of me, baby. I'm Troy. Sorry. Get yourself together. No, see, that's not the law of God. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. And see, it don't apply just to somebody who's supposed to be a preacher, praise God. Mm-hmm. See, people have a strange idea of what it means to be in the quote unquote ministry. I was talking to a lady some years ago, and you know, I was telling her about the need that for a Christian to be more self-sacrificial, you know, because she wasn't coming to prayer and things like that. And I was telling her, you know, because I was trying to use myself as an example of somebody who tries to make some sacrifices, praise God. You know, trying to inspire her by my life. Well, she says, her response to that was, but you're a pastor, you're supposed to do that. No, listen, y'all. It's the requirement of this law does not just apply to pastors, praise God.
Amen.
It applies to you and me if you claim to be a Christian, praise Jesus.
Amen.
This royal law, James did not say that this royal law is for the pastor, is for the evangelist, for the prophet, for the apostle. No, he said that the royal law belongs to brothers and sisters in Christ. Praise Jesus.
Amen.
If you read all the way up to start with James chapter 1, he's writing his letter, not to pastors, he's writing it to the 12 tribes of Christians scattered abroad. Praise God. Amen. That means you and I are are being written to here. And if we are in their kingdom, if we're all in the kingdom, the pastors are not the only ones in the kingdom. Amen. If you claim to be in the kingdom, then the royal law applies to you. Say that royal law.
Royal law.
Applies to me.
Applies to me.
So love is the law of the kingdom. Loving my neighbor as myself. Let's look at Galatians chapter 5. I'm giving you more than one foundational passage on this, because you need to see that this is a vitally important topic. Anytime there is a law established in the kingdom of God, then we need to learn that law. Galatians chapter 5. Beginning at verse 14. It says, my brother, start at 13. It says, for brethren, ye have been called unto liberty. Say liberty.
Liberty.
In other words, you're not under restraint anymore to do all the law that you read about in the Old Testament, praise God. Mm-hmm. Now, people make, and you're going to find out in a moment, that people make a big mistake when they read this kind of stuff. They say, well, I'm at liberty. That means I can go out and drink. I can go out and smoke the ganja. I can go out and sleep around. No, that's not what he's saying. See, sleeping around, drinking, smoking, and doing drugs, that's bondage, praise God.
Amen.
How many of y'all know that that's bondage?
Amen.
I don't know about you, but I was bound in that kind of stuff. The liberty you have now is the freedom not to do what Satan tells you to do, as we learned last week, praise God.
Amen.
The freedom you have now, the liberty you've been given through Christ Jesus, is to walk free from sin. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. So, Galatians chapter 13 says, for brethren, ye have been called unto liberty, only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh. But listen to this, by love, say by love.
By love.
Serve one another. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That means you can't be selfish no more. Listen to this, verse 14. For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even this. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Say love.
Love.
Is the law.
Is the law.
Of the kingdom.
Of the kingdom.
Praise God. See, the law of God's kingdom is unselfish love. Matter of fact, the Greeks have more than one. See, we in here in the English language, we only have one word for love, and that's love. And we use it in all manners of ways. If we see, you know, for men, we see a sexy fine lady, and I think you women do it too, I don't know, but I think y'all do it.
Mm-hmm.
But we see a sexy fine lady walking down the street. Most of us men get in our flesh and say, ooh, I love her. She's looking good. I'm in love. Or our favorite TV show, I love that show. Or whatever it is, I love football. I love basketball. I love this. I love my iPad. I see Pastor Neil with an iPad. I love, you know, we just use the word love so loosely, praise God.
Mm-hmm.
And then we say, use that same word, I love the Lord. And then we're not even doing anything for him. Jesus said, if you love me, you will do as I say, praise God.
Amen.
Amen. But love is not to be used loosely. See, love is putting myself aside, praise God. And looking after the others. He said, see, Paul says here, by love we are to serve one another. He says, for all the law is fulfilled in this one word, even this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Now you got to love yourself, praise God.
Amen.
But the Greeks have five different words for it. And one of them is phileo. Y'all know the city of Philadelphia, praise God. That was it's called the city of brotherly love. That was what it was named after. Phileo. Then there's eros, which is the sexual kind of love, which is, you know, boy meets girl and they think they're in love with each other, and then 10 years later they're getting divorced. How many of y'all married your side school sweetheart? I didn't. I know people who married their high school sweethearts name within the day, but when they was in high school, they was in love. They couldn't wait to graduate and marry that person. And now they divorced. Several of them. Praise God. Amen. Because they didn't understand. They were in Eros kind of love, which is a physical attraction type. Then there is the agape or agape. Depends on who pronounces it. Say agape.
Agape.
Or agape. You can say it whichever way you want. Agape or agape is in the Greek word for love, which is a self-sacrificial, unselfish, all for the others kind of love. Praise God.
Amen.
Well, the type of love that Paul is through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit is speaking about here is the agape kind of love. The kind of love that says that I am going to sacrifice and show you love no matter what. Praise God.
Amen.
This is the kind of love that the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit has. Praise God.
Amen.
You know how I know that? Because they put up with me for years when I didn't deserve it. Praise God.
Amen.
I mean, the Holy Spirit, I don't know how the Holy Spirit stuck around a fool like I was. Amen. I say was because I ain't no fool no more. Praise Jesus. Amen. I'm starting to confess the word of God over myself. But the thing is that how Jesus continued to live with me has to tell me that there is an unselfish, sacrificial love that continues on his part after the cross and the resurrection. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. But that is the law of the kingdom, and it is the same type of love that the Lord wants us to exhibit. Praise God.
Amen.
It is the love that has always been and shall continue to be. See, this love has no beginning. How many of y'all know that God is eternal?
Amen.
See, eternity means there's no... See, with God, I know it's hard for us to conceive this in our mind, but, you know, because we were born, everything we know of has some kind of beginning somewhere, but with God, there is no beginning. Praise God.
Amen.
So that means that this love, agape kind of love, has always been in existence. Praise God.
Amen.
The opposite of that had a beginning somewhere in time. Amen. But this agape love, the law of the kingdom, has always, always, always been. Praise God.
Amen.
It didn't start when man was created. It didn't start when the angels were created. It has always been with God. Look at another passage of scripture so we can help you to see that this is law. This is the law that God wants you to follow. Matthew chapter 22. Say love.
Love.
Law of the kingdom.
Law of the kingdom.
Come on, say it. Love.
Love.
Law of the kingdom.
Law of the kingdom.
See, I got to make y'all say stuff so y'all can stay awake and pay attention to me.
Amen.
Amen. I don't want to be up here talking to myself. Now, of course, I know that the videos and the audio will get listened to by others. But I still want the congregation that God has given me and assigned me to pay attention here, because we're going to be doing some great things. Praise God.
Amen.
This congregation is going to go places. We're going to rise up. Hallelujah. This community is going to make, we're going to make a difference in this community, but we got to learn this particular law of the kingdom. If we're going to bring others into the kingdom, we got to make the kingdom attractive. Praise God.
Amen.
And we can't make the kingdom, see, people are trying to make the kingdom attractive doing it the worldly way. Having, rock and roll concerts, and I'm talking about secular rock and roll concerts in the churches to try to attract people. They're trying to tell people you don't have to, you can just come in, it don't matter what you believe or what you do, just come to our church. No. If you want to attract people, attract them using Jesus and his love. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There are Muslims in other countries who are turning their lives over to Jesus Christ, not because of some worldly type of enticements, it's because Jesus has actually been visiting with many of them.
Amen.
And my wife was telling me about one Muslim woman who she saw Jesus appear to her, and he was just crying and crying and crying. And she saw that the Lord was crying over her. Praise God.
Amen.
And because of his love, she turned her life over to Jesus Christ. See, if you want to bring people into the kingdom, show them love. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because the world, see, the kind of love that's the law of this kingdom is not the kind that you find in the world. Even the most wonderful philanthropist does it for selfish reasons, praise God.
Amen.
Sometimes they want to be known, they want their name on stuff. A real love person sometimes will give $1 million and will never tell you who it was that gave it, praise God. Because they know that they're doing it out of love and not because they want some notoriety or fame. They don't want people knowing, they don't want people walking down the street and say, oh, that's the generous rich guy. No, they want to exhibit the law of the kingdom, praise God.
Amen.
Matthew 22. I know I ain't going to be able to finish this today. I guess I'm going to have to give this to y'all when I get back, more of it. 22:35. It says, then one of them, talking about these Pharisees, which was a lawyer, asked him a question, tempting him and saying, Master, which is the greatest commandment in the law? How many of y'all know the Ten Commandments?
Mm-hmm.
How many of y'all got them memorized? I used to have them memorized. I don't know if I still do. But you know the commandments that thou shalt not, you should not
steal,
thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, thy neighbor's donkey, blah, blah, blah. You know, and back then, they focused on all this external behavior, praise God.
Amen.
But look at what Jesus tells them. And here in verse 35, he says, verse 37, it says, then Jesus said unto him, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Now listen to this. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Praise God.
Amen.
Everything you read from Genesis to Revelation is all about love. Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Everything, all that God has ever said, loving your neighbor, loving God first with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and your neighbor as yourself, that is the foundation for all the rest of the law. Praise God.
Amen.
You see, turn to Romans chapter 13. I want you to see something here. I can say it to you, and I will give you my version in a moment. But you will understand from Romans chapter 13 that all the Ten Commandments, all the other commandments, everything in the book of Psalms, every commandment that God has ever made has its foundation in this one thing. Love. Hallelujah. Romans 13. Say love.
Love.
Law of the kingdom.
Law of the kingdom.
Praise God.
Amen.
13, we'll begin at verse 8. Romans 13, begin at verse 8, it says, owe no man anything but to love one another, praise God.
Amen.
For he that loveth another hath fulfilled the law, praise God.
Amen.
Now look at this, verse 9, it says, for this, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness, thou shalt not covet. And if there be any other commandment, it is briefly comprehended in this saying, namely, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Love worketh, verse 10 says, love worketh no ill to his neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law. Praise God.
Amen.
You know what those whole Ten Commandments was about? It was about not doing wrong to somebody else. Notice what it says. Thou shalt not kill. That's hurting somebody else, right?
Mm-hmm.
Thou shalt not steal. I can't steal from myself. I can steal from you. Amen. But then I'm depriving you of something. That's being selfish. Praise God.
Amen.
Thou shalt not commit adultery. See, if I commit adultery, I'm doing something to hurt somebody else. If I'm with somebody else's wife, then I'm hurting not only that wife, but I'm hurting the husband of that wife. I have no love or concern for that husband. Praise God.
Amen.
And not only that, I have no love or concern for the mental stability of my own wife. I mean, there was a pastor who committed adultery. And even though his wife tried to plead with him to stop doing it, and was willing to take him back, he rejected her and pushed her away. And she committed suicide. She killed herself. And this man is still pastoring today. And the Lord was talking. I heard the story from another man who, you know, took one of them trips to hell. But the Lord was telling him, you see, every time I see that woman in hell, he said, I know that man is going to be going to hell too because of what he did to his wife. He could have repented. He could have taken his wife back. But instead, he allowed himself to get involved in a sensual relationship with another woman. Praise God. And so we don't understand that the things we're doing hurt other people. And when we don't care, we're not walking in the kingdom law of love. Praise God.
Amen.
We are walking in our own law. We're doing it our way. Praise Jesus.
Amen.
So love works no ill to his neighbor. Love takes care of his neighbor. And on Luke chapter 10, I think it's Luke chapter 10. I can't remember, but it's the story of the Good Samaritan. Many of y'all know the story. You're familiar with it. Because Jesus was talking about this, and so some guy had the audacity to say, well, who's my neighbor? And so Jesus told him about the Samaritan. How many of y'all know that Samaritans were hated by the Jews back in those days?
Amen.
Yeah, the Jews couldn't stand the Samaritans, the Samaritans couldn't stand the Jews. You think there's a black and white issue today? Man, they had it pretty rough back then too. And so Jesus intentionally used a situation with a Samaritan, with somebody that he knew the Jews hated. And he talked about how a man was beaten up by robbers and left for dead. And a Jewish priest, a pastor, was on his donkey, heading to church. And he saw the man beaten up and laying down on the ground, and pastor just couldn't stop. Pastor decided, well, I'm late for church, I gotta go. I gotta be on time for the service. I gotta collect my tithes. And so he walked on by. Lawyers walked on by. But the Samaritan, walking by, saw the man beaten up. The Samaritan picked that man up and put him on his own donkey and walked while the man laid on the donkey. Praise God.
Amen.
The Samaritan took that man to the hotel and paid for the hotel out of his own pocket. Praise God. Now, some of us might have stopped there. We would have said, hey, well, you know, I did my part. Goodbye. No. He stayed there and nursed that man back to health as much as he could. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's, man, I'm telling you, that's self-sacrifice. Praise God.
Amen.
And then he told the innkeeper, he said, well, you know, I got some business to attend to. Here's some more money. Take care of this man. Anything he needs, get it for him. And when I get back, I will take care of the rest of the bill. Praise God.
Amen.
How many of y'all are willing to do that with your money? I'm telling you. See, Jesus was serious when he was telling these stories. It's hard for us to give up our money.
Mm-hmm.
We might give up a little bit, but you're asking for too much now. You asked me to let you stay in this hotel for so many days. See, but Jesus says that is the law of the kingdom. Hallelujah.
Amen.
See, when you want to please God, you don't want to be a Pharisee. You don't want to do all the outward stuff. Well, you know, you dress a certain way. Now, of course, you should dress decently. Praise God.
Amen.
You know, because, you know, we don't need, especially ladies, please. Us men, we don't need to be looking at your behind. All right? I'm serious.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some of us, we still in the flesh. Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to you know, I let the lady, I let Pastor Mary, my wife, deal with more of that, and mother later. But I got to tell you this. You got to watch how you dress. Amen.
Amen.
And you do it because you love. Amen. Mm-hmm. We know y'all got some nice body, but you want a man who wants you not just for your nice body. Mm-hmm. You want a man who wants you for, because he loves Jesus, first of all. He sees Jesus in you. And he, and you know that that man's going to treat you right. If you're going to try to get a man because you got a nice butt, guess what? He's going to get tired of your butt after a while. Yeah. And he's going to find, and there's always going to be another woman out there with a nicer butt. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And he's going to go for that one. So the law of the kingdom is love. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. You don't want a butt, man. You want a man who loves Jesus, first of all. Mm-hmm. And then you want, and because if he loves Jesus, he's going to treat you right because he's walking in agape love.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Yeah. Praise God. I'm, if I sound straight, it's because I can't give it to you any other way. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. How am I gonna, if I hold back on you and try to put it in nice, sweet, wonderful platitudes, you ain't gonna hear it. Mm-hmm. So sometimes I gotta shock you and say it and just say it raw. Because that's the only way some of y'all receive it. Because y'all can't stand it when a pastor says it, but y'all go out in the streets and y'all laugh when somebody tell, ooh, you laugh at that kind of stuff. Coming to church, what did the pastor say? No. You got, if you really want the truth, listen to me. Because this is gonna help you. You really want somebody that's gonna love you, then find somebody that's not looking at your behind. Find somebody that's looking at you because they see Jesus in you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Glory
Amen.
To God.
Amen.
We almost done. We almost done. Y'all just hanging there just a little bit. But see, it's not all about trying to keep all the Ten Commandments. Praise God.
Amen.
See, I remember when I first got saved, I did memorize the Ten Commandments. I wrote them out. I actually wrote them out in a notebook. Praise God. I turned to the chapter in Deuteronomy that has the Ten Commandments. There are two chapters, actually. Exodus and Deuteronomy both contain the Ten Commandments. And I wrote them out, and then I would check every day to see if I broke one. And every single day, I broke more than one. Praise God. And see, but I was trying to base it on my external behavior, and I always, always, always failed. And James, the same James, in chapter 2, he says that if you break him one, if you just break one,
you're guilty.
Thank you, Pastor Mary. You are guilty of them all.
Amen.
You see, because they're all based, and the reason why is because they're all based on one, love. But when I began to see that it's not based on my external behavior, because I was trying to please God, I'm trying to win God's favor, you know. Although I gave my life to Jesus Christ, I didn't know enough of the word at the time to know better. So I'm trying to base it on external behavior, and then I'm just feeling like, oh, well, God is displeased with me now because I broke that commandment, I broke this commandment, and I stole a little something today. I covered my neighbor's wife yesterday. You know, that kind of stuff is external. But when I found out that it was all based on love, when I found out that when I love my neighbor, I won't be looking, lusting after his wife. Praise God.
Amen.
When I love my neighbor and he gets a brand new car, I don't have to keep up with the Joneses. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I can go to my neighbor and say, oh, that's a nice car, man. Oh, man, God bless you. High up top. Amen. Mm-hmm. I don't have to sit there and get jealous no more. Praise God.
Amen.
If I love my neighbor, I won't be trying to steal from him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Matter of fact, if my neighbor's in trouble, I should be going out of my way to help him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So we, you know, that applies. Now that when we talk about neighbor, and we're gonna close on this one. When we talk about neighbor, I'm not talking about your next door neighbor down the street. Praise mm-hmm. God. What did we just told you about the Samaritan? Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
The Samaritan was not necessarily that. The guy who was beaten up by the thieves was not necessarily that Samaritan's next door neighbor or his neighbor or the guy who lived down the street. When Jesus says neighbor, he's not talking about the people in your community.
No.
He's talking about everybody. Yeah. Praise God.
Yes.
Your neighbor is the people in this church. Your neighbor are the people around this area of the church. Your neighbor is the guy who's working with you on the job. Your neighbor is the people you meet at the grocery store. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You see somebody in line and they struggling for change, you know, because they got enough to pay for the grocery bill and you got plenty, give them something.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
If the you know, my wife, I love, you know, I brag on her a little bit. I love this about her. Somebody give her too much money, she'll give it. If she find out, she'll go out her way to give it back. She'll go, if she come all the way home, she'll go all the way back to the store to give it back that money. It could be a dollar, I'm telling you. I learned a lot from her, because I remember one time we went to McDonald's. I was at another church, and we went with my pastor to another church where he was preaching at, and then we all went to McDonald's later, and they gave me an extra bag of food that I didn't pay for. You know, I don't know, it was burgers and fries and stuff in there. And pastor, and I said, I gotta take this back. This is not ours. And he said, well, you know, they ain't gonna do nothing but throw it away anyway. I told him, you know what? It's the principle of it, praise God. I said, I can't just walk away with this. My conscience will really destroy me. Because I know, at that time, I already knew the royal law of love. So when you see people in need, give it to them. Now, I'm not telling you to give it to every bum on the street, praise God.
Amen.
Because some of them guys, I'm telling you, they got more money than you got in their pocket right now.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. However, here's a secret. And ladies, first of all, let me give you some practical advice. Ladies, don't be opening your window for these guys, praise God. Especially if you by yourself. Amen. If there's a man with you, there's something different. Mm-hmm. But what I've done with some of these guys, if I'm walking and they come up to me and they say, yo man, can you got some change? I say, no, I'm not gonna give you anything. And then they look at me like with shock. And then I tell them, but if you're hungry, I go to the store with you. Now, sometimes they'll take you up on it, sometimes they won't. Some guy, never mind then. I said, all right, bye. But one guy, I remember I was in South Carolina. I told him that, and he said, all right, let's go to the store. And I went with him. So he went, he said, well, what can I get? Yeah, I said, get what you want. Can I get some grapes? I said, yeah. He went and got a couple of things. And I mean, he was just shocked at how generous I was being. Can I get a soda? I said, man, get two sodas if you want. And you know, as he got his stuff, you know, and I still had a little bit of time to get back to class, and I started sharing with him the gospel of Jesus Christ, praise God. And as I shared with him, he was receiving, he was listening. You know, when you give somebody some food, they can eat. They want to hear what you got to say, praise God. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm giving people rides to to airports and stuff like that, and I share Jesus Christ with them. So the thing is that when they see your love, they see your generosity, then they're more willing to listen. Now, don't get me wrong. There are people who know you're a Christian, they'll try to take advantage of you. Mm-hmm. Don't you worry about that. Mm-hmm. You're not the one trying to save them, praise God.
Amen.
You are only the gospel bearer. So even if they're trying to take advantage of you, so what? You and I have been taking advantage of Jesus for a long time, haven't we?
Mm-hmm.
We make a promise to Jesus, oh Jesus, and he knows y'all, you ain't gonna fulfill your vow. You say this, Jesus, I promise that if you do this one thing for me, I'll serve you the rest of my life. And Jesus said, he ain't gonna do it, but you know what? I love that child. I'm gonna give it to him anyway. Sooner or later, maybe they'll get themselves straightened out. Praise God.
Yes.
Jesus knows that as soon as he gives you that thing, you'll say, well, thank you, Jesus. Bye. But he does it anyhow because he loves you.
Yeah.
So you stop worrying about people taking it, well, they just taking advantage because I'm a Christian. So what? What they do? You did it. Amen. So if you did it to Jesus, then let others do it to you. Praise God.
Amen.
In other words, as Christians, we're going to be abused sometimes.
Yep.
We're going to be taken advantage of sometimes. But we should not complain about it. You should be saying, thank you, Lord, that you allow me to be a vessel to reach somebody else for you. He may not reach, I may not reach him today. I may not reach him tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Listen to me, y'all. I have helped people. I told y'all this story before. Let me tell it to you again real quick. I took a guy to the airport one time. Shared the gospel with him. I mean, the airport was a nice little drive, helping him get his family stuff, got him all settled in. A couple of days later, I go visit him, and he watching porno movies. I was disheartened. But the Lord told me, he said, who's going to save him, me or you? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I said, all right, Lord. And, you know, I didn't see him for a long time, for several years, as a matter of fact. One time I run into him, I'm in the post office, and he done got bigger, so I didn't recognize him. You know, he used to be a skinny guy, and he got all fat now. And he walks up to me and says, Troy! And I'm looking at him for a minute, I said, oh, Gary! I said, oh, man, I ain't seen you in years. How you been? He said, oh, man. He said, I've been trying to look for you, trying to find you. Man, I'm saved now. Mm-hmm. Praise God. When he got saved, the first person he's looking for is me. He didn't know what church I was going to or anything like that. But he told me, I'm in church now. He said, I'm going to Bible school to be a minister. I'm like, man.
Praise God.
Now, what if I hadn't?
Yeah, Jesus, thank you.
What if I had not shared the gospel with him? What if I had just stopped praying for him? What if I had just said, well, you know what? Look at how he took advantage of me. Forget him. He would never gotten saved. Praise God.
Amen.
Thank God. That it's not me that saves him. It's not you. Our part is to only exhibit the law of the kingdom. Praise God.
Amen.
Oh, man, there's more to this, but I'm going to let y'all go. So we'll talk about more when I won't be here next week. But I expect y'all to be here. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Pastor Mary and Pastor Steve will be pastoring y'all for the next 2 weeks. Oh, I'll be here the week after next, but I'm going to let them pastor the church. I'm going to just take a break. But next week I'll be preaching at Hillcrest Worship Center. Landry will be gone with me. But Sister Taco says that she's got to be here at home with y'all. So mom's going to be here to watch over y'all. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. I tried to talk her into going with me, but she wants to stay home with her children. So so Pastor Steve and Pastor Mary will be taking charge while I'm gone. When we get back, then we're going to talk more about this love, the law of the kingdom. Stand to your feet.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Have you been blessed today?
Yes.
Did you learn anything today?
Yes.
Praise God. I'm not a fool to think that you're going to be able to walk in this stuff the first time. That's why I teach it in this series until I can get you grounded into this stuff.
Amen.
But, one of the reasons why I tried to talk to you about God, about the truth about God, God's character, is because you got to know that God is exactly the way He's expecting us to be. Praise God.
Amen.
So as you get to know your God, and we're going to talk about that more when I get back, when you get to know that God is love, and you get to understand what it means by God being love, then you will understand more why you need to walk in this law of the kingdom. Bow your heads, close your eyes. Father, thank you for today. Thank you for your word. Thank you, Father God, for your people as they listen to your word and begin to grasp.